This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The popular incline trail in Manitou will reopen to hardy hikers tomorrow morning, but as CPR's Megan Verley reports, new restrictions are in place.
The trail, which is basically just a giant mile-long staircase up a mountain outside of Colorado Springs, was closed early in the pandemic over concerns that climbers wouldn't be able to socially distance. Under the new rules, users will have to reserve a time slot online and then show proof of that reservation to an attendant stationed at the trailhead. To start with, there will be 35 slots available per half hour, all day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hikers will need to wear a mask if they get within 6 feet of other trail users. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Aurora's new police chief fired an officer yesterday for intoxication on the job. The incident with Officer Javen Harper happened last year when a supervisor smelled alcohol on his breath. An investigation found Harper violated 3 department directives. Chief Vanessa Wilson made the decision to fire the officer, saying transparency in misconduct is paramount to rebuild community trust. Colorado's new emergency housing fund is already in high demand. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It's been less than 3 weeks since Colorado launched an emergency fund to help with rent and mortgage payments. The program has $20 million in total funding, and it's already paid out $3 million to individuals. More than $2 million in other applications are pending, too. The money comes from the Federal CARES Act, but it was set aside for housing assistance by state lawmakers. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's 83 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.